The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. In spite of the fact that the clock up on the wall says it's 6 o'clock, we gotta change that. Anyway, welcome, and a special welcome to our 104.5 FM listeners, because our AM listeners just went bye-bye. Yes, it's November. Yes, it's November, which means in November and December, our AM signal, which is 880 AM, signs off at 5 o'clock. But I am so grateful that we've got all of you folks at 104.5 FM. I am grateful for those of you that are streaming. I am grateful for those of you who listen on the podcast. I am amazed, and you probably would be amazed as well, at how many people do not listen when this program's on the air, but they listen later. They listen at their leisure. They listen in the evening, in the morning, or whatever. We have so many people who listen on our podcast. So anyway, wherever, however, and whenever you might be listening, welcome. And thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I didn't manage time very well in that last segment, because I wanted to spend more time on this story about San Francisco, because it's sad. It is really sad. And it once again proves that when the liberal progressive left comes and says, we are here to help you, run. Shut the door, lock the door, bolt the door, pull the blinds, because they're not here to help you. The liberal progressive left continues, shall I use, lie. They continue to lie to minorities, particularly the black community. Elect us, we will take care of you. Elect us, we'll give you a bunch of free stuff. That the biggest of those lies began during the days of Lyndon Johnson and the war on poverty. That was 60 years ago. And I challenge you. I started to say, dare you. I challenge you to do a little bit of research, do a little bit of homework, and it won't take long. And look at the poverty rates in the black community back when the war on poverty started, and fast forward to today, and see if we've made any progress at all. And the answer is no. Not only have we not seen any progress financially, and we haven't. Black families are no better off today than when this war on poverty, we're going to eradicate poverty, particularly in minority communities. Right? Am I exaggerating? Am I speaking the truth? Yes, I'm speaking the truth. The liberal left came to the black community and said, elect us, elect us, elect us. We will take care of you. We're going to wage a war on poverty. They have not kept a single promise. And black households are no better today. In fact, they're worse off today than they were 60 years ago. Check it out. Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. And much, much, much more tragically, the family structure of the black community has been destroyed. And there is a direct correlation between a mother and a father in the home and poverty. You check that out as well. Undeniable. It's not debatable at all. There is a direct correlation between poverty and the makeup of the family. If there is a mother and father in the home, that family is much, 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 much less likely to be living in poverty, especially in the black community. Before the war on poverty began, the overwhelming majority of black families had a father and a mother, husband, wife. The majority. And then look at what's happened today. The promises that the liberal left makes are lies. Which brings me to this story that I shared with you just before we went into the break, but I honestly wanted to spend a little more time on it because it's worthy of looking at. Here's the headline from Bay Area News, secular news organizations in the San Francisco Bay Area. Headline. I tell you that just so you know, this is not some conservative publication. Headline, how lacking vaccination rates could keep the Bay Area's black students out of school. Here's the story. With some Bay Area school districts requiring students to get COVID-19 shots to return to class, black students are being vaccinated at rates far below their peers, exacerbating long-standing racial disparities laid bare by the pandemic and raising fears that black students could be disproportionately shut out of public school. Can I interpret that for you? As if you needed it. That means the black kids are being discriminated against. They are disproportionately being impacted by a policy enacted by the liberal left. COVID vaccine mandates, totally from the left, not the right. Quote, the vaccine gap is significant. According to an analysis of county health department data by this news organization, in five core Bay Area counties, 52% of black students between the ages of 12 and 17 have received at least one shot, compared with 85% of other students. Can I read that to you again? 52% of black students between the ages of 12 and 17 have received at least one shot. 52%. The other races, 85%. What is the result? David Byrd, a black music teacher in Oakland, said, it will destabilize courses. It will destabilize future aspirations. It will destabilize learning. It's going to ruin people's education. What kind of people? Predominantly black people. Is this getting national attention? No. But I just, before the break, read an article, a major article to you from the New York Times saying it's white Trump people. They're the ones that are resisting the vaccinations. And they're dying and they're causing other people to die, but not Biden supporters. They completely ignore the fact that these vaccine mandates are hurting the black population more than anyone else by far. By far. And yet we don't hear the mainstream media dealing with this. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll give you some more specific data from the San Francisco area. It is decimating the educational opportunities for black kids.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, back to San Francisco. You don't get any more left, progressive, liberal than the Bay Area of California, and they've completely destroyed it. Most of you know I'm from California, and San Francisco at one time was one of the most beautiful, unique, unusual places in all of America. Just beautiful. It's gorgeous. No longer. If you haven't seen the statistics, the majority of people now who live in the Bay Area either plan on moving or wish they could move. The majority. Can I repeat that? The majority of people who live in what was once one of the most wonderful places in America to live, the majority of the people who live there either plan on moving or would like to move. The liberal left has destroyed it. And the people who are being hurt the most are those that the liberal left says that they're trying to help the most. Again, I've got this article in my hand from Bay Area News, secular news organization, not right, not conservative, certainly not Christian, just one of the Bay Area news outlets. A headline on page 2 of this 10-page story, black teen vaccinations lag in Bay Area. COVID-19 vaccination rates among black 12 to 17-year-olds are significantly lower for the overall population of teens in each of the Bay Area's 5 counties. All right, now, does that mean that more black kids are actually getting COVID and dying? No. No indication of that. Because, again, COVID is not really dangerous for kids. Can you find accounts of kids getting sick? I mean, really? Yeah, but it's very unusual. But they are suffering educationally because most of the schools in California and certainly the Bay Area of California are requiring kids to get vaccinated. And please remember, particularly for children, this is a very experimental vaccine. We do not know the long-lasting effects, particularly on children. We don't. And I have said it over and over again. Joy and I got our vaccinations. Glad we did. No regrets whatsoever. But for a child, no way, Jose. But anyway, all right, back to these statistics. Here's what's happening in liberal, leftist, progressive San Francisco to black teenagers. Now, remember, if you don't get the vaccine, you don't go to school. All right. In Alameda County in the Bay Area, 83.9%, we'll round that up to 84% of whites, Hispanics, and Asians have gotten their vaccinations. 84%. Black, 44%. In Contra Costa County, 90% of the other races have been vaccinated. Blacks, 60%. In San Francisco County, 95% of all the other races have been vaccinated. Blacks, 62%. San Mateo County, all the other races, 85% have been vaccinated. Blacks, 53%. Santa Clara County, the other races, 77%. Blacks, 60%. So if there is a vaccine mandate, you don't get vaccinated, you don't come to school. In Alameda County, 44% of black kids will not be able to go to school. Contra Costa County, 60% of kids, black kids, will not be able to go to school. San Francisco County, 62% of black kids will not be able to go to school. San Mateo County, 53% of black kids will not be able to go to school. Santa Clara County, 60% of black kids will not be able to go to school. What will this do to the black community in the Bay Area of California educationally?
But this is for the good of the children.
Really? A disease that has very, very little effect on children? And you're going to deprive 60% of the kids of a particular race from receiving an education? No wonder Ronald Reagan said, the four most dreaded words you'll ever hear is, "Hi, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help you." This is the hallmark of the liberal progressive left. Those that they promise to help the most, in almost every case, they hurt them the most. We can only hope that minority communities, particularly black communities, begin to wake up. They're not here to help you. They're here to control you. It's not about helping. It's about controlling. It's about power. It's about the next election. And it's incredibly sad. All right, bottom of the hour break, and we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.